What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This summer, click into Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot and get after those outdoor projects with some serious cordless power from Ryobi. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. Leaves and debris are no match for the 40-volt power of the Ryobi leaf blower. No cords. No gas, no hassle. Tidy up those flower beds and keep your walkways looking sharp with Ryobi's 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Yard work, done and done. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at your cordless power source, the Home Depot. Shop now at the Home Depot or homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
If you use paper, you're a human. But if you choose paper, you're a papertarian. Someone who lives a paper-based lifestyle because it has a positive impact on the planet. And also because it's the easiest choice you'll make all day. Seriously. It's as easy as reaching for boxed instead of bottled water. It's as easy as opting for beauty products that come in paper packaging. It's as easy as grabbing eggs in a cardboard container. And that's all in one trip to the grocery store, which, if we're being honest, you were planning to go to anyway. But paper isn't just an easy choice. Papertarians know that it's the smart choice, too. Because paper comes from trees, a renewable and sustainably managed resource. And paper products are designed to be recycled. In fact, when you choose products that come in paper-based packaging, those fibers can go on to be recycled up to 7 times. So why wouldn't you go Papertarian? I'll wait. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
This summer, click into Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot and get after those outdoor projects with some serious cordless power from Ryobi. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. Leaves and debris are no match for the 40-volt power of the Ryobi leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Tidy up those flower beds and keep your walkways looking sharp with Ryobi's 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Yard work, done and done. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at your cordless power source, the Home Depot. Shop now at the Home Depot or homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
If you use paper, you're a human. But if you choose paper, you're a papertarian. Someone who lives a paper-based lifestyle because it has a positive impact on the planet. And also because it's the easiest choice you'll make all day. Seriously. It's as easy as reaching for boxed instead of bottled water. It's as easy as opting for beauty products that come in paper packaging. It's as easy as grabbing eggs in a cardboard container. And that's all in one trip to the grocery store, which, if we're being honest, you were planning to go to anyway. But paper isn't just an easy choice. Papertarians know that it's the smart choice, too. Because paper comes from trees, a renewable and sustainably managed resource. And paper products are designed to be recycled. In fact, when you choose products that come in paper-based packaging, those fibers can go on to be recycled up to 7 times. So why wouldn't you go Papertarian? I'll wait. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, and I'm really thrilled that you're going to be spending 20 minutes with me this morning. We've got a ton of celebrity gossip to all the OGs, original naughties, hello, hello, hello. And to all our new listeners, hey, welcome to the party. We're thrilled to have you here every morning, Monday to Friday. We do 20 minutes of the best celebrity news, celebrity gossip, what's going on. If you love celebrities, you will love this show. And also, too, I think what makes us different to everybody else is we are naughty but nice. It's in the title. That's exactly what we are. We are a pinch, not a punch. So we do like to have a little bit of giggles, a few giggles with our favourite celebrities, but we're not mean girls here. No mean girls. So if you're mean, turn us off and go and listen to Perez. who else? There's a ton of mean sites out there. We're not mean. We're naughty but nice, as are you. Okay, let's jump into the show. What time is it, my friends? It is tea time. Oh, I forgot to mention Mark Lupo, our dear friend Mark Lupo, who normally joins us every Thursday. He never misses a show. He really doesn't. I feel like a school head mistress with an attendance book. And Mark has almost 100% attendance record and A+. However, this week, he's with his family. He's on vacation. So he's with his mom, Doris, his boyfriend, Kevin Jonas. To our new listeners, it's not the real Kevin Jonas, but that's what we call Mark's boyfriend. Friend who's very mysterious. And so Mark, if you're listening, hello, 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 I hope you're having a fabulous vacation. Okay, let's jump into our show. What time is it, my friends? It is tea time. We'll do it again. Okay, royal blackmail is going on. A dominatrix linked to Prince Harry's Las Vegas trip scandal, do you remember that? Is threatening to share nude photographs on OnlyFans. OnlyFans is an X-rated adult subscription site. So the former stripper, her name is Carrie, also known as Carrie Royal, that's her probably X-rated name, I'm guessing. I didn't check. I don't want to Google that. But you can, naughties. Let me know exactly what you see. Be careful. Don't do it at work. Has made some brazen threats to release never-before-seen photographs, nude photographs, of Prince Harry on her only adult site. Now, I was tempted to go to her OnlyFans page. I'm not putting in my credit card and being charged. I think it's like $9, $10. It might be more a month to see her. But if you want to go and check her out, that's how you can do it. Do you think Harry's done it? Do you think Harry's got a subscription? I don't know. I'd want to find out exactly what she is posting if she's threatening to post pictures of me. So Carrie alleges that the Duke of Sussex failed to acknowledge her in his memoir Spare, prompting her to take this drastic action. So the reason she's doing this, she claims, is not to be more famous, not to get us all to subscribe to her site. But no, she was snubbed. She was not mentioned, not acknowledged in his memoir Spare. She must have read it. It's a long book. And this has prompted her to fight back, claiming that she possesses explicit images of Prince Harry taken during the Las Vegas party in 2012. Oh, it's over 10 years ago, and has declared her intent to share them with the world. She said the following quote, "I have some nice pictures of him in the buff." Wow, and now we're going to see them. The problem is with this, Carrie, is we already have seen them. The reason we know about Harry's naughty weekend in Vegas is the naked pictures were everywhere. They were on the cover of all the newspapers. So it feels to me as if these pictures have already been leaked. I'm not sure people are going to pay to see pictures that they can see for free online. Just Google Harry naked if you want. Don't do it at work. And you will see these photographs. Do you remember them? He was at the Wynn Hotel. We were all shocked. He was hanging out with girls. There was naked pictures. I think they were playing pools. We saw his nice bottom. He looked good. I mean, he looked pretty good. We didn't get to see the crown jewels, if you know what I'm speaking about. So maybe Carrie has those pictures, which indeed would be worth something. But why do this now, 10 years later? If she wanted to make money from these pictures, she would have sold them in 2012. And so I don't quite understand why she sat on these pictures for over a decade. And then when his book came out, she's claiming that because he snubbed her, that this is going to be her revenge. Doesn't add up to me. There's something going on here. I think what has happened, my insiders say, is that between 2012 and 2024, OnlyFans emerged. We didn't have these adult subscription sites back then. We might have, but maybe they weren't as mainstream. Now, every dominatrix, every stripper, every sex worker, everyone that likes to show off, or some of the housewives, they join this site. So lots of people now are on OnlyFans, and you can earn really, really good money for this. So maybe the reason she held on to them for a decade was to just figure out a way she could better monetize them. Although I don't totally believe that either. If you're going to sell them, she would have done this 10 years ago. What is really going on here? And what do you think Harry thinks? What do you think Meghan thinks? The family was very embarrassed over a decade ago when these naked pictures leaked. They did not like it. But the only solace they had is that you didn't get to see the royal bits and pieces. They don't want people comparing sizes or what it looks like. I mean, that's very, very private. Meghan Markle, what is she going to say about this? Now, Meghan, when she met Harry, she knew about the strippers. She knew about the photographs. She knew about that weekend in Vegas. It was long before it happened, long before he met her. The whole world knew about it. So it wasn't as if this is a revelation to her. She knew about it. What's a shock is that maybe, potentially, there are more pictures of her husband naked. But naked. She's not going to like that. They have two young children that are at the moment too young to understand what is going on. But in not so many years, kids are really fast and they learn technology super, super quickly. They'll be on the internet seeing their daddy in Vegas, butt ass naked. Which brings us to our poll question of the day. A former stripper has threatened to release nude photographs of Prince Harry on her OnlyFans account. Question, it's a naughty question, but come on, you're thinking about it. Do you want to see the pictures? Now, I'm not saying that this is a good thing. I'm not saying that Harry deserves this. No, it's an invasion of privacy. He was out with his friends. He was enjoying himself. He got a little wild. But would you want to see these pictures? Are you curious about our little, or maybe big, Harry? I'm going to get in trouble if I keep going, so go and vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. If ever there was a day that I wanted Mark Lupo here, it was today. He would have loved that story. Mark and I can say this because he's not here. I can talk a little behind his back. Mark and I, whenever there's a celebrity scandal, whenever there's a naked photograph of a celebrity, I can guarantee within seconds, minutes, Mark and I find the pictures and we text each other. We put a big warning on it, like, don't open this text at work. But remember the Drake picture that's online? I got it. recently too. Remember the it was Drake, I think Justin Bieber pictures. We texted each other. So Mark, when I get the Harry pictures, and you know I will, I promise I will text you. Naughties, DM me if you want these pictures. It's naughty, naughty, naughty. Okay, moving along. I love this story. Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck demonstrated their good citizenship by cleaning up after themselves in a movie screening. So Jen and Ben went to see Dune 2 in Los Angeles. Just like the regular people, they didn't get a private screening. Nobody sent it to them so they could screen it at home. They went to the theatre. They just went to the movie theatres like the rest of us. And nobody really noticed them until at the end of the movie, the credits had rolled, the lights went up, and Jennifer and Ben started to tidy up their seats. I think this is lovely. It's such a respect for the environment and their fellow moviegoers. What I thought was interesting was that Jennifer had a full soda and a full big bucket of popcorn. Oh, I like that. Just like all of us, I love a big soda, a bucket of popcorn, a good movie. Count me in. And she can disappear in the cinema because it's black. The hard part is getting in and getting out. But when I worked with Jennifer, what she does, a little trick here, is that they would wait until the lights go down, because all these cinemas now, they have reserved seating. So you don't actually have to get there until seconds before the movie starts. So Jennifer's team find out what time is the movie really starting. If it says 1 o'clock, it's not 1 o'clock. It's more like 1:30, sometimes 1:40. And so Jennifer gets there just as the movie's about to start. The lights are down, she slips in, and at the end, she slips out. But because she was cleaning up here, that's why she got caught. Now, somebody, an eyewitness, captured the moment on video and shared the clips online after being really excited to realise that he was seated in front of this celebrity couple, but he was actually more excited to see Jennifer and Ben clean up their mess. Do you do that? I do. I know. If I go to the cinema and I go, I love the cinema, I love the movies, but I always get a big bucket of popcorn, I get a soda, and I normally finish both, if the truth be told. Oh, I wolf it down, but at the end of the movie, I do always, 99% of the time, or maybe 90% of the time, oh, listen to me, I try really hard to remember to pick it up and put it in a trash can. It helps everybody. It helps the people cleaning the cinema. It helps other people in the theatre. It's better for the environment. Clean up like J-Lo after you go to the cinema. Okay, we have a ton of royal news. Prince William is addressing the Kate Middleton conspiracy theories by putting out a royal statement. Sort of. So amid all the speculation of where is Kate, the conspiracy theories have been circulating. They're getting out of control. Now people think that she's had a full facelift. It's not true. Now people think that that was not her in the car, but a body double, or maybe her sister Pippa. It's not true. It was her. Well, William has broken his silence through a spokesperson. He didn't really tell us very much, but this is what he said. Quote, his focus is on his work and not social media. Ouch. So what they're telling us here is that William is not engaging in social media. He knows all this stuff is being said. He knows what social media is like. He's not on there reading it. He's not on there listening to it. He will not respond to it. So all the inquiries about Kate are not really being responded to. In fact, they're being deflected. They're not playing with this game. They will not play with this. And so William finally has put out another statement because they are swirling, but I love it. It's sort of like a little bit bitchy, isn't it? It's sort of a bit of a shade here. William is focused on his work and not social media. To make it even more bitchy, had I been the palace publicist, I would have said, William is focused on his wife and not social media. Ooh. Also, too, Kate's name has quietly been removed from a website amid speculation that she had a first royal event. We ended our show yesterday with some really, really good news that Kate was on the website to attend, to participate in the annual Trooping of the Colour. However, now her name has been quietly removed from that website. So it doesn't look as if she's going, or if she is going, they're going to announce it at the last minute. It seems as if the Royal Guards got ahead of themselves and they put up a list of people that traditionally attend, including Prince William, the King, Kate. However, this year it's not a traditional year at all because the King is out of commission. He's dealing with his cancer. Kate has mysteriously disappeared. So they just popped up this list that normally generally every year it's the same list. It's the same 5-10 royals that attend. It's a pretty easy given. They took Harry and Meghan off the list. And so after that, everyone was like, oh, it's the same list. It's Princess Anne. It's the King. It's his brother Edward. It's Kate. It's William. So the Irish Guard popped up this list on their website, and then they got in trouble, and it has disappeared. Boom, gone. Okay, quickly before we get a break, Hailey Bieber is furious with her dad. So if you remember, her dad, Stephen Baldwin, asked everyone to pray for the couple, and then that sparked all these rumours that their wedding was falling apart. Well, Hailey now has snapped back at all the people online. Unlike William, she does address the rumours, she does read the social media posts, and she said all of it is absolutely nonsense. There is no trouble in her marriage. Insiders are telling me behind the scenes, she's told her dad to shut up. It's not helping, Dad. If you want to send me your prayers, text me. Don't put it on Twitter, social media, Instagram. Don't tell the world. Tell me. You've got my number. Stephen Baldwin, be careful here, because Justin and Hayley really value their privacy, and they are not afraid to get rid of people, maybe even a family member who has loose lips. Be careful. Okay, we're going to keep our lips flapping after we return from this commercial break. I know they're a pain in the bottom to listen to, but they allow me, our fabulous sponsors, thank you, sponsors, they allow me to bring you this podcast free of charge, not a penny. So although I get it, we would rather not have the commercials, we're going to have a few and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter. See, that wasn't so bad. I was waiting for you. Here we are. We've got a ton of gossip to go. Thank you. Thank you, sponsors. We do value you. Let's get to the polls. Da, da, da. Did you sing along? You sound marvellous. Okay, last show, we talked about Jonathan Van Ness from Queer Eye not wanting to share the spotlight on the show. In fact, insiders have even called him a monster in this new expose in Rolling Stone. Our question was, should they leave the show? Should Jonathan leave the show? Let's have a look. Oh, 60% said yes. Bullying, screaming, being obnoxious. It's no longer appropriate. It never was. But you just can't do that in a work environment, in any environment. I don't like bullies. I don't like them. And I think there should be consequences. And if people are complaining, Netflix, you have to take this seriously. Okay, don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now, it's time for our nicest of the day. Oh, Vanessa Hudgens is our nicest of the day. She's talking about her breakup from Austin Butler, and it led her to finding her husband. So Vanessa is talking candidly about her breakup from Austin Butler, expressing her gratitude for how it ultimately led her to find, quote, her right person. She acknowledged the experiences prompting her to reevaluate her life, and she credited Butler as a pivotal moment that ultimately led her to find her person. When you're going through a breakup, it's really hard to know that there's going to be a brighter tomorrow, but there is. It's not a rejection, it's a redirection. You are going to be pushed in a new direction. I think of the first love of my life, Craig Smith, or I thought he was the love of my life. I was so young. He dumped me, and I'm so glad he did, because if he hadn't, I would never have met Bruce, who really is the love of my life. So, Vanessa, thank you for reminding us our nicest of the day. And now our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, naughty, naughty. Drake Bell has come forward revealing it was him who was sexually abused by a Nickelodeon dialogue coach. In a shocking revelation, former Nickelodeon star Drake Bell breaks his silence about these allegations that have been out there for a long time and happened during his teenage years. He discloses the bombshell on a new documentary called Quiet on Set. In a sneak peek, we get a glimpse into Bell's forthcoming testimony, confession. It is just heartbreaking. So we knew that a dialogue coach at Nickelodeon had been arrested, was put in jail for sexually abusing an unknown Nickelodeon child actor. Now we know spell was that minor. And after that awful story, let's end with a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob. I want you all to fall in love with possibility. If you love possibility, you will find it. Settling leads to suffering. Think about what is possible. Think about who the future you is going to be. Who are you going to be 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now? What's that possibility? It's endless. Fall in love with possibility. Hey, I fell in love with you, Naughties. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Naughty show. You're the co-host today. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen, and leave us a review if you can. They really do help. And remember, all together now, please help me by singing along. If you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice. You sound marvelous.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.